Hey folks, welcome to this weekly update of Azure News from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 10th of May 2025, so let's dive in. So Azure Storage Actions is a fully managed platform that helps you to automate data management operations for Blob Storage and Azure Data Lake Storage. And it is now in public preview in 14 more regions, including Australia East, Brazil South, North Europe, Switzerland North and West US too. Also in public preview is the ability to mount Network File System Azure Files volumes to containerized apps hosted on Azure Container Apps. Now this allows you to provide scalable and a high performance file system to your apps and your job. Another new feature in public preview is a new portal experience for the change analysis tool. You can now view all of your resource changes across all of your tenants and subscriptions within the portal. And you can try this out today. Just go into the Azure portal and search for Change Analysis Preview. User-defined route management in Azure Virtual Network Manager is now in public preview as well. This feature enables you to describe your desired routing behavior in Azure Virtual Network Manager by defining and applying routing rules to multiple subnet and virtual networks without configuring route tables for each subnet. Moving on to generally available announcements, you now have the ability to enable customer-managed keys on existing Azure Cosmos DB accounts, eliminating the need to migrate data to a new account to enable the customer-managed keys. Azure Red Hat OpenShift v4.14 is now available at install. And the first cloud region in Mexico is now available with availability zones as well. Announced as a preview feature in late 2023, the Azure API Center is now generally available. This provides a centralized solution to manage the challenges of API sprawl. It gives you the ability to manage your API landscape, helping you to understand consumption, deliver governance, track changes, and much more. Also now available within Azure Front Door is a log scrubbing tool to help you remove any personal identifiable information from your Azure Front Door access logs. And once enabled, it removes the information and replaces it with stars. Azure's regional web application firewall integrated within Application Gateway version 2 now supports greater control over inspection limits and size enforcement for WAF policies running the core rule set 3.2 or later. This allows you to control request body inspection, maximum request body limit and the maximum file upload limit independently from each other. You also now have more flexibility on how WAF inspects requests while allowing larger requests to pass without being blocked. Now thanks for tuning in folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on, and I'll see you all again soon.